Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Tonight is an actor, activist, and author you know as Ikaro Sulu from Star Trek. He's just written a new children's book, My Lost Freedom. Please welcome back to The Late Show, George Takei. Good seeing you, as always. Nice to see you.
Live long and prosper.
Exactly. Peace and long life. Now, before we get started, this is a Tuesday, and we have a tradition here at The Late Show called Tea for Tuesday. During rehearsal, we have a new tea every week. And we'd like to do Tea for Tuesday tonight with you, because I understand you drink tea every day.
I am an addict,
okay.
Yes.
And do you have a favorite style? Tea. Green tea, we thought so.
Lots of antioxidants.
Okay, so we have our Tea for Tuesday tea here for this evening. There you go. We always have this little box right here. Here's the tea, which I'll serve in just a moment. Okay, so here we go. We have two different cups for us. Your choice. With the two quite beautiful
the proper
little cups.
Tea cups.
Okay, which would you like, sir?
I think I'll take the ceramic.
Okay, the ceramic. I'll take the little silver black porcelain one there. We also have a spoon every week. This week's spoon is Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry California.
Farm.
California.
Okay. So this this week's tea is, here we go. I'll pour you a little. This is micro oxidized Kamaricha from Sayama, Japan. And if you wouldn't mind my pronunciation.
No, I think if you take a few sip of that, I will give you the proper pronunciation of a Japanese.
Okay, so what is that word? Kamaricha?
Kamairicha.
Okay.
And it comes from Sayama, Japan. Let me taste a little.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, cheers. You've been watching that Shogun?
What?
You've been watching that show?
I have.
We had that Anna Sawai on last night.
I didn't see it last night.
Oh, did you see the show last night?
I was peddling books.
My Lost Freedom, George Takei. What did your parents think of your wanting to pursue a life in acting?
I let them know in gradual steps. As a child, as that book will tell you, we were incarcerated simply because we looked like this, like the people who bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yes, these are the World War II internment camps for the Japanese.
Exactly. America was swept up by war hysteria, racism, that's what it was, that combination. And even the President of the United States got swept up in that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and signed Executive Order 9066, which ordered all Japanese Americans on the West Coast, approximately 125,000 of us, to be summarily rounded up with no charge, no trial, no due process, and imprisoned in 10 barbed wire prison camps in some of the most god-awful places, the most desolate. We were sent to the swamps of Arkansas. Others were sent to the blistering hot desert of Arizona, living in black tar paper barracks. Others were on the cold, windswept high plains of Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, and two of the most desolate places in California. And it was there in that camp that read the book and you'll learn all about it.
Yes.
It's called My
Make
Lost
the people
Freedom.
Pay for it. Don't tell them the whole story.
Exactly.
Yes.
We want you to buy and have it as part of your library collection. And this is meant for two generations. It's a children's picture book. So the parents can read to their little ones and introduce them to this chapter of American history. But there are so many adults that know very little about that chapter of American history. And so I hope the parents reading the book to their kiddies will have their curiosity piqued and try to learn more about it.
Well, I want to learn more about this. I love this photograph of, I believe it's a cypress knee.
Yes.
Cypress knee that was your father's. Tell me about this. And he acquired this while you guys were in the camps, correct?
In Arkansas.
What is the significance of this to you?
Well, we were incarcerated in the swamps of Arkansas. There was a barbed wire fence, and they had cleared off some of the land and chopped the trees down. But beyond the fence was the swamp, these huge trees rising up out of black, murky water. And their roots came out of the water and twisted and turned in and out like a snake. My father's philosophy was, endurance isn't just teeth-gritting, muscle-flexing strength. It's to find beauty under harsh circumstances, to know why you're enduring. We're enduring to survive and to find beauty or create our own happiness. And he got permission to go outside the barbed wire fence. He waded out and got this tree knee, I guess, and sawed it off, brought it back, boiled it in a huge oil drum, and softened the bark and peeled it off. And lo and behold, Mother Nature's sculpture. And in many ways, this sort of looks like our family. There are five knots there. The biggest one, I see my father there. The next big one is my mother. I was the oldest in the family. I was 5 years old at the time. And my brother Henry was 4 years old. And so the next two bumps are Henry and me. And the small bump near the tall, second to the tall bump is our baby sister being carried by our mother. And we brought the tree knot with us. And then after the war, when we were released, we brought it back to Los Angeles with us. And it was always in the living room where we lived. And after my father passed, I thought I'd drop in on my mother and see how she's doing. Walked into the living room, and where that sculpture was empty. I said, Mama, where's Daddy's kobu, we called it. And she said, oh, it reminds me too much of camp. I put it out in the garage. I said, Mama, you don't want it? If you don't, can I have it? And she said, take it, take it. And so it's in my home, in the library, still there, as a part of my father that's still with me from the prison camp and his resilience.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.